Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network.
In the future, none of you are heroes.
You're legends.
Get driven. Stay driven.
Hello. Hello, hello. Oh, man, my bad, man. I don't even know if I'm on right now, but if I am, let's kick it off like this, man. It's election night. Who's the president? Can somebody let me know? Please let me know. My bad. Young C, man, I know you've been holding, man. My bad, man. I'm kicking it off to a late start. This computer was dogging me. Without further ado, 8 Flights Up Live. Let's kick it off like this. Come on.
So I can't get around it.
Dance our way out of our constriction. Call the beat freaking up and down the hang up alleyway. With a groove I only got, we shall all be moved. Ready or not, here we come. Getting down.
We shall all be moved.
Hello, hello. Oh, man, there we go. Oh, man, I'm about to slap the Woo, man. Oh, look, what the hell is going on? Phone keep dying. I do the show from my phone, man. Damn. Kept getting disconnected, kicked it off. Man, you know what? I'm lying. I'm not even going to lie, man. You got to excuse me, man. I just found out that, Prop 64 just went over in Los Angeles. So, you know, a brother kind of got happy, you know, and you know, I probably dropped the phone. And when I dropped the phone, I picked up my ball. And now here we go. I mean, Prop 64, y'all, supposedly is legal, so. What up, Rue? There goes Rue right there. There we go. My engineer.
What
up? Ain't quite live, man. It's been a while.
Okay, so you want to know what just happened right now?
Hold on. I want to know, hold on. I want to know, but first let me say what's happening, man, to my Totally Driven family. Anybody that's listening, what up, Young C, man? I saw you was hitting me up, but I had some... what we called him, technical difficulties, but I like to call him contingencies. I was having some contingencies.
Contingencies.
So, yeah, shout out to the whole, I want to say what's up to the whole Totally Driven family. What up, Brother Bay? Brother Nick, I know Brother Nick, you're not here no more, not here on Totally Driven, that is, but Funk Day, I'm still going to shout you out every time I do a show. Once again, man. Eight Flights Up, Totally Driven Live, Planet Earth, America, what's happening? I mean, this presidential election is almost like a basketball game. It's going back and forth. And then, like I said, Prop 64 just went down, man. I mean, what does this mean? What exactly does it mean when they say it's legal? Because I feel like it's a trap. It's got to be some kind of a trap.
That you can't get locked up for it unless you're selling it to minors.
Okay. All right, but does that mean, like, I've heard people say, well, that means they're going to tax more. They're going to tax more on the weed.
Be surprised if they don't. I mean, if they do, you know, because, man, you know, they make a lot of money by having them, you know, they're going to be taxing the shop owners, not the people, but, you know, the owners are going to tax the people. But it said that he's legally able to. If you're an adult, you're able to plant 6 plants and not get arrested for having weed.
Okay, well, is Home Depot open right now?
Yes.
Okay, I need to go right over there and, you know, stock up on some supplies, you know what I'm saying? anyway, well, that being said, you know, I mean, as long as this doesn't affect, you know, me getting those $35 e-pays, you know, well, not ounces, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully they don't tax too much. Man.
I'm about to be myself out for a minute. Gotta go check on salmon.
Right on. You do what you have to do. That's right, man. There go my engineer right there. Over there doing a thing. Man, election night, man. Election night. No matter what, I feel like they're going to make a movie. They're definitely going to make a movie about this. Or a Netflix series, man. You know Obama already about to have... He's about to have a Netflix special. Well, they're doing like a Netflix special of his life.
Yeah.
I think it's called Barry. It's going to be on Netflix. Check that out. Yeah, man. What else is going on, man? Hey, if they say the world is like they having fun with this election too. Well, at least watching what's happening to America right now, man. They over here laughing, man. They like, this is what it's come down to, but... This is what it's come down to, man. Whoever thought that, like, no matter what happened, whoever thought Trump would go this far in this election, man. Who knew that, man? Who saw that coming? That's crazy. I'm going to tell you something. If Trump wins, that's just going to be gold for all comedians. Like, all comedians is going to have, like, they all going to have Donald Trump impressions. Get ready for that. You know how, remember how they was always dogging Bush? It's going to be that times everything. That's right. Oh, man, hold on. I think I got another call. I got a caller, man. Let me let him up. Man, this is what I think. If this is who I think it is, man, I think this might be. Well, we go way back, man. We used to call him Young C from them ING streets. Well, you know, he'd have done a lot of things since then, man. He's moved all the way up, man. I don't even know if he's calling himself Young C no more, man. He's over there doing big things. I see. And you know what? I'm gonna let him tell you about it. If this is who this is, this could be a bill collector. I don't know. Let me see. Let's beam him up. Yo, Rue.
Yeah, I got you.
Good looking out.
Here we go.
Hello. Hello,
yeah.
Hello. Hey,
Flex
up live.
Young C from the ING streets.
Oh, shit. It's that nigga Young C from them ING. What up, man?
What up, man? Just grinding.
My bad.
You see in this election?
Man, I got Rue right there. She's being my election correspondent right now. She's letting me know everything that's happening right now. It looks like it's neck and neck though, man. This is like a basketball game, Bumble.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody in the Hillary party looks depressed as shit.
Wow, that's crazy, man. Because I swear I thought Hillary had this one, man. I was like, this is a no-brainer. I mean, come on, man. She had Young Ho. She had Beyonce and Young Ho. I guess that don't mean nothing.
It don't. Nothing at all, man.
Man, did you get your vote on? Did you vote?
Yeah.
Said you did?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Hey, right on, man, because I got to keep it real, man. I didn't vote. I didn't go out there. I didn't vote. But I still got a sticker, though. You know what I'm saying? I didn't even wear it. I just got it.
Right
here. You know what I'm saying? You know, I was going to leave this one up to the people. You know?
Yeah.
I remember, you know, like now you got all these new, 50, you know, 18-year-olds voting for the first time, you know. And like my brothers, what up, DJ Coley Cole? I don't know if he voted or not, but I remember when I was 18. When we was 18, we was able to. It was voting time too, man. But it was between Bush and I forgot who we ran against that time. But I didn't vote that time either. I've only voted twice in my life, and that's for the president that we have right now, man. And I just didn't feel like going to, you know. I don't know, man. And I know a lot of people will say, oh, man, well, you ain't shit for that, man. Our ancestors did all of this. And they did all of that. I appreciate that. But, it is what it is, right?
Exactly.
Yo, man. Hey, Young C from the mind. Are you still calling yourself Young C? Go ahead.
I ain't never gonna lose that name. That's always gonna be me.
Right.
But nobody really call me that. I just.
I'm just figuring that you're doing that though, huh?
You're not the only one though.
But yo, man, hey, I've been keeping up with what you've been doing. I feel like in 2016. It's like, you know, you can never really lose touch of what, you know, what people's doing now because, you know, you see them now all on social media and all of that now,
right.
Man. I've been seeing these extravagant places. I mean, I've been seeing these fly pictures you be taking from in the sky, man, on these planes. First of all, I didn't even know we could even take pictures on the plane. I thought they always say, turn your phones off. Niggas don't care nothing about that no more. I'm waiting for the day when somebody call me. I'm like, where you at? They're going to be like, oh, man, we getting ready to land right now. And, you know, we're still up in the air right now. We just flew over four. Yo, man.
Ain't got it like that. Not yet.
That's right. Man, I see you're doing your thing in this music game, man. I mean, what's going on? I see you connected with Dave East.
Yeah, that's my young homie. Like a few years back, like me and his manager, me and his manager go way back, but like that's just how it connected. And we just grind, man. Like crazy. Like this is like people think it's like overnight. This is like years, man.
A lot of mixtapes
that ain't never been heard. All that. A lot of people doubt it. And then he got the Nas cosign, then people started jumping on it. But before that, people wasn't trying to hear it, man.
I was saying, so how'd y'all end up, connecting like that? I know you was getting ready to say, I forgot what you was about to say, but how did you even get into that, man? How'd y'all end up meeting?
Just, like, going to, like, shows and being at the studio and stuff, like, we crossed paths, like, a few times. I'm not really on, like, no Hollywood shit, because, like, most people, like, when you cross paths, say, oh, yeah, we're going to work, whatever, and niggas never work, but, like, that's why I don't say it too much. So, if that happened, we just, like, linked up one time. One time I was in New York, it was like, oh, come through. Ever since then, man.
He's been home.
Been grinding, been working.
That's right, man. I saw one picture, man. You was up in there. You be repping Def Jam, man. In that situation right there, man. That legendary situation.
Man, just word of mouth, man. People been hearing. I know like a few A&Rs up there. Everybody just talking. Like, so the actual important people in music business, man. Niggas out here confused who the actual important, who the people they really need to know. They need to know the people in them offices, not everybody else, man. These artists can't get you no deal. You gotta know them. Just passing through all the time.
Those are some gems you're dropping right there. You said it's not about the artists, people in the offices, huh?
Right. The people that you walk past every day and don't even know. Those are the people you need to know.
Wow.
The ones that draw up them contracts. Them the ones that make the offers. Them the ones that get you paid. Artists can't do nothing for me. Can't do nothing for anybody, really. Because they working for them. So it's like you can't, like, that's like me going somewhere and asking, like, the cashier or whatever to hook me up. You got to talk to the person that's in charge of the cashier, not the cashier, man. People got it confused.
So every time you hear somebody say, oh, man, I got to give my demo to Lil Wayne or I got to give my demo to somebody. We come from that age where we always thought we had to get our demo to somebody. You saying that's not the route to go, huh? Hey.
Nah, especially not anymore. At that time period, yeah, I could say that because I feel like certain artists, they do have the power to do it, but most of them not. They just going to take it. Either they not going to take it or they going to take it and throw it away or something. Because I've seen it with my own eyes. I've seen kids get handed demos and they just throw it right in the trash. Selling them shits, and that was like my first check. After that, niggas just been on, man. Just
wow, man.
So I've been grinding, man. It might seem like it's all fun and games and shit, but it's a lot of work.
Like, hey, man.
I just be traveling the world and shit, like, just for fun. I just throw a little fun in here wherever I'm at, but I usually going for work and shit.
Hey, man, that's what's up, man. And let me, like I said, hey, a lot of people would love that job, but can everybody do that job that you do? Everybody may want that job that you have, but can they do that, man? That's what's up,
right,
man. Yo, man, what's the game, man? We over here with Young C, man, a.k.a. Chris Young, man. What should my audience call you, man? Chris Young? Or I'm over here calling you Young C, man. What we calling you?
Just call me Chris Young, man. Well, that was the name I was born with, man. That's how I do it. I ain't got no... I only got Nick. Everybody else make up a nickname for me, man. I just roll.
Right on. Hey, boy, I'm going to stick with the word I got, man. But, yeah, that was a Young C, man. But I'm going to put some respect on it and say, this is Chris Young, man. We over here. Eight Flights Up Live. Chris Young, man, dropping these gems, these jewels, man, about this record business, record game. He just told you, man. He was grinding, man. He did this 4 years. No check, no nothing. Just for the experience, man. I feel you. You paid your dues, man.
Prove it to us, man. That's the problem these days. Nobody wanna pay the dues, man. Everybody just want the benefits, man. Nobody wanna make one song and have everything handed to them. Right. Keep it to what a lot. I don't knock nobody's hustle, man. Get it however you can. I don't even blame them.
Right.
I blame the actual industry. They so quick to make that next dollar that they don't even care. They don't care about the actual craft. Care about the check. I get it. It's business. That's why they always tell me. They told me in the beginning, this is 95% business. It ain't got nothing to do about the skill. Like, unfortunately, that's why I'm just trying to keep it that way. I'm trying to, like, that's why I fuck with my nigga Dave, because he, to me, he's like what I grew up on, what I listen to, man. So that New York, the essence of this shit, man.
Right.
What made me love to fall in love with the music.
I remember back in the day too, man. You used to be off a lot of Dipset.
You was one of the first niggas to even rock with them like that.
You even had us, you know, you had the whole B-Dog squad. You had us over there checking for, you know what I'm saying? And I still remember this day, especially every time I would hear the Dipset album, man, I always think about it. I would be like, yo, man, that was Young C all day, man. Really, though.
That's what's up, man.
You done drop some more gems, man. You said people want to just do like one-hit wonders, man. I feel you, man. People do just want to do like a one-hit wonder and make goofy-ass, you know, one song. Say, oh, this is the only song I want. You know, and make songs like B-O-O-T-Y and, you know what I'm saying, which is available on iTunes right now. Y'all go ahead and check it out. But,
shout out to you. I see you. See, man, I don't say much, but I see it all. I see it.
You said you was dropping your album, man. What's up with that? Give me back.
It's coming soon, man. I don't have no official date. Everything been on low. Like, I already shot, I'm giving you the exclusive, but, like, I already shot, like, two visuals. Like, it's
yeah.
It's all planned, man. It's all, there's always a plan. I plan out the whole year.
Right.
So, it's like, I'm going to hit them when they, like, least expect it, man. One day people going to wake up and it's going to be here.
Right.
Just like the Davies thing. Like, we planned it like that. Like, we just, like, all right, we just going to hit them. Like, they ain't going to know what's coming, man. We're going to hit them back to back, like, freestyles, visuals, albums, mixtape, whatever. Like, they just not going to be prepared for it, man. And it's all quality. It's not just a whole bunch of just music just to say we putting it out.
Right,
but yeah,
right.
That album coming, though. I gotta shout out my nigga Jamal, though, because we got something coming too, something cooking up.
You talk about Jamal Obasito?
Yeah.
Oh, what up, Jamal? I'm still trying to get him on the show, man. Like I said, either get him on this live show or one of the pre-recorded too, man. Like, as you can tell, man, the live show is very much different from the pre-record. I don't know if you heard any of the pre-record shows, but yeah, man. What up, Jamal? I can't wait to hear that. I know that's gonna be vicious. You and Jamal,
hey,
man, you know
we doing some. I'm gonna give you another exclusive. Like, we using all all classic, like, down south beats. Like, we just going, all the classic stuff, not no funny shit
like that.
Man, that Sippin' on Scissor, that 3-6 Mafia Who Run It, so I was, like, in Memphis for, like, a couple weeks just to get the feel, man. I like to, when I do stuff like that, I gotta be in the city. To actually, like, really, I gotta be amongst the people to really feel it, man.
Right.
I even ran to the Crunchy Black out there. So I feel like I gotta get at least one of his blessings to use the beat. I can't just, like, I'm not gonna just take. Cause I had to get, like, the clearance for this shit, but
Black?
When I ran into him, chopped it up with him for a little bit. I told him like what we was trying to do. He gave me the blessing, so we
that's
good.
That's up, man.
So that's coming. That's probably coming, like, top of next year, though.
I can't wait to hear that, man. Shout out to the whole Mafia 6, man. I know that's what they're going by. I remember
shout out to the B-Dubs, man.
What up, man? Joy Master Nate.
Y'all don't even know, but y'all, like, I did a lot for me, man. I'll never forget shit, man. Y'all need to look out for me, so.
Hey, man.
Me to the crew, man. So I never forget, man.
We was all a squad, man. You just as much as we was there for you was there for all of us, man. We living this still
the
same, man.
Remember the ciphers and everything.
Ciphers.
That was one of the days, man.
Yeah, man.
I don't really drop the bars too much now, man. It's rare. I'm like Dre now.
That's right.
I don't drop bars too much, man. Like, catch me once every 10 years.
Right. You know, I was just talking to somebody. I still feel like to this day, man, Dr. Dre was to drop, like, Chronic 2001 today. Let's say he sat on that album. He never released it. Let's say he never released that album. I feel like he could drop that album next week, and it'll change hip-hop.
It would. I believe that.
You know what I'm saying?
That's just one of those albums, man.
Right. Sonic.
Ain't too many of them out there, but that's one for sure.
That's what, yeah. You know, and, I've been going on a lot about, man, I've been off that Common album, man, that new Common album, man. That's,
I ain't heard
I've
it
been
yet.
Off that.
I've been seeing people talk about it, but I ain't heard it.
Yeah, man, I've been off that real tough, man. Every track, it almost sound like one dude, I think his name is Kareem Reed, he produced the whole album. Like, he did every track. Like, and,
Yeah, man.
And going back to you with Dave East, man, you got any track? Y'all got any choice, man? Like, I'm gonna keep it real, man. You actually hit me to like people like Dave East, man. I really didn't know about the brother until I saw you posted about him, and you know, I just know, like you said, he do got that kind of New York feel, man. Once again, repping Harlem. That's right, man.
Yeah.
You like the Harlem cats, man. That's right. You know what I'm saying? Dipset, Harlem.
Exactly, man. He got Cameron on the album.
Yeah.
Like they redid Sports, Drugs, and Entertainment, like some old school Cam shit. So it's,
if you want to redo something from it, there's a lot of stuff they can go back to. They should do like a mixtape on this like old Dipset stuff. And if you go, man, hit me with that Dipset anthem. Give me a Dipset anthem. And give me a new Purple City Bar Gang. I think that might be my favorite Dipset joint ever.
That's
right
my
here.
Shit, man.
Ty Dipset anthem.
Yeah.
Ty Dipset anthem. Purple City Bar Gang, though.
I'm already knowing, man.
I mean, Purple City Bird Gang, like, that beat, it just sounded like somebody did it. Like, they was, like, really just jamming out on, like, the,
right.
You know, whatever. Like, they found, like, some dope sounds in the Casio keyboard, but they was just rocking them, you know?
Yeah.
They beefed it up in the studio. Oh, man, they was old, man. That the energy, that the whole energy of that track. You know?
Right.
And you know who else had a hard-ass album off the Dipset Click, man? I never really felt this dude as no rapper. I mean, to this day, I still don't, you know. I never really felt Jim Jones like that, but with that being said, what was that first album he had? I remember I didn't like Duke, but he had beats like all over that album, man. He flipped that Pain Pac joint. He had that one song where it was like the first track on the album. The one where he flipped the Pac joint, it was the first track on the album.
Right.
And then what was that other one? Yeah, where he was talking about, it was like, G's up, hoes down.
Oh, yeah, that's Hustler's Poem. That's the one I follow. That's probably my favorite
Dog, you know, that's where, see, that's how people get my attention. Like, I always like that. Always like when it's an artist I said that I do not, you know how I get out, man. If I don't like an artist, I don't like him. You know what I'm saying? I know I got a lot of nerve. You know what I'm saying? I'm over here talking about what I'm, you know, but for the most part, I would say what I don't like. You know how I get out. But this dude, I never really fucked Jim Jones like that, but I love when people, artists like, the people that I don't really get out with like that, they come out with incredible albums. Like, because, like, you spend all this time talking about what you like about this artist, then they come with, you know, an album, not a song, an album that you be like, oh, like, damn, it changes your whole perception, like, you know, it, at least for that moment right there, you know, like,
right.
There's been a couple of artists to do that. Jim Jones, he did it with that album. I never really felt Jeezy like that until I heard think it was the Thug Motivation album. Whatever album he had that album. Where he was like, where he had a, what's that song? The Get Your Mind Right. You know, that whole always felt like the, as far as the, you know, I got to give it up to the engineer or something, man, because as big as those beats was, man, his beats sound like some shit that you can, like, could you imagine hearing those beats like on a roller coaster or something? Could you imagine that?
Yeah.
You know? Some crazy singing, man. You know? But, yeah, man, going back to Jim Jones, man, he did that. What was the name of that album you said? What was the name of that?
Hustler's Poem.
Hustler's Poem, man. Dog, that had some heat on it. It had that one where, when he was talking about Southern Linux, but what about the East Side? And it was like, the girl going, Harlem? Yeah, that.
Yeah, that's shit,
where
man.
He got those from, because he was smashing with the beats alone, man.
Yeah.
You know, that was off the hook, man. Shout out to the homie, baby, man. That's how I heard it. He had it in his car. I had to drive his car for some reason. And then he had that in his, he had that pumping in the CD program, man. What up, Ray Nine? That's right, man. Yo, man. Yeah, man. I love when artists do that, man. Hey, and as much shit out as I talk about is Lil Wayne, you know? I remember, I didn't get out. I never really felt dudes like that. I never did, man. I never did. But he didn't really get my attention, like, until some, like, oh, well, he kind of spitting until he dropped, like, the first Carter.
Right.
I noticed, oh, okay, he's not rapping like how he used to be rapping. You know what I'm saying? I was like, okay, all right, he's got my attention. But when he dropped the Carter 2, to me, as much as I don't like Lil Wayne, man, that Carter 2, to me, man, I couldn't believe it, man. It even made me a believer for, you know, that hot 6 months or like a year. I was going over to people like, whatever, shout out to KG, man. I'll never forget that. I went up to him and I was telling him, oh, man, have you heard that Lil Wayne Carter 2? He knew me, man, because he was like, he looked at me like I had the flu or something, man. Like, I was like, right. You know, he was like, what did you say? I was like, man, that Carter 2. Because I really was like, damn, I was really impressed with that album. I couldn't believe somebody I thought was so, like, just not John Blaze, like, the legit to me, could come out with something so dope. So, like, niggas like Lil Wayne, Jeezy, Jim Jones, it just go to show you, man, you can sleep on somebody, but eventually you're going to get hit with something, and it's going to make you a believer in me, or you're going to understand, like, oh, I see why this is hot. I got it, you know.
That's what you got to do, man.
You know, so, yeah, man, I want to hear, I look forward to hearing you, man. I can't wait to hear some of your new stuff, man. I remember your mixtapes, man. I remember how hard you was going back then. So, yeah, man, and you already, I mean.
They way better. I still got those ones, man. That shit, like, I hear that shit now. I'm like, that shit garbage, man.
Hey, man, then listen to it in another, like, 6 months or something, and then you're going to be like, oh, man, you know, I know exactly what you mean when you be like, oh, man, you're not feeling your all the stuff. But then, you know, you might not feel it, but somebody else might.
Yeah, that's what people always tell me, man. I don't even like the shit I put out now. But
right.
Everybody else might love it. That's why when I write this shit, like, I try not to, like, even read the shit back. Like, I usually just write it and send it. Like, I don't want to see it again because I'm going to want to keep changing that shit over and over again. So, like, I usually try to one take it. And just,
right. And so how do you, like,
not even one take it, like, on some, like, I think I'm, like, that good shit, just, like, I know me. I'll sit on one song for, like, weeks if I could.
So, like, man, you know, a lot of people these days, you know, they end up writing, you know, they write their verses, you know. You write songs, man. What is that? what is that thought process like to just write songs? Like, some people, you know how long it takes me to write a damn song? I don't even remember the last time I wrote a song, man. I mean, it's like a song.
I write verses all day, man. All my songs is based off of just like real like situations that I've been involved in, whether it's a song for me or anybody else. Like, it's always comes from a real place. So it's not, at this point, it's not like difficult for me. So basically what I do is, like, usually it's like, it comes from like a few words or a few things I've seen, like, throughout the day. Like, I could see somebody, some girl walk past me or something, and I'll just like trigger, like, whatever the first few words comes to my mind when she walk past me, and that's what I'm writing a song off of. Like, I'll just stop what I'm doing and just, like, I gotta write this shit on my phone real quick. And I just write down, like, a few ideas. Bam. Later that night, I'll probably get back to it, get back to the crib, whatever, or wherever I'm at, and just put it all together, man. It's, like, it comes so natural to me. It's not even, it just don't even feel like a job anymore. It's like something I just, just naturally happen, man. Put that shit together. I usually start off with a chorus, though. I just knock out a chorus, then just build off of that each verse. And that's it, man. It's like a simple process for me. But it's just like,
man,
like, I'm always thinking of songs, man. Thinking of one right now. Just talking, like,
man. That's what it's all about right there, man. If you got songs just popping up in your head, man, and if you could just, I mean, how many songs would you say you think of a day, man? If you just start off a song right now, I can only imagine, do you, like, even if you coming up with two songs a day, do you have the whole song written out in a day, or like, how long does it take you to write?
I have done, like, whole songs in a day, but usually what happens is I'll do the hook, cause I usually do like at least three verses, so I'll probably do like the hook and two verses in a day, and then I just,
okay.
But then, like, what usually happens is like 2-3 in the morning, like, I'll just like, it'll just pop, the rest of it just comes to me, and I'll finish that shit. So, like, in a day, basically in 24 hours, I can knock out a complete song.
Man. Okay, man.
At this point, it ain't always been like this. But just now, after all these years, all these songs, it's like, it's easy.
Easy, man. Shit, man. I bet somebody probably listening, like, man, they just trying to put the first word. I want to know what the first word I'm going to say. You know, like, it takes too much just looking on the first word.
I know where you're coming from, man. I've been there. I was there for years, man, trying to think of the first word.
Man.
Yeah, I just realized, like, I was overthinking that shit, so I just stopped and just let it flow, man. When it comes to me, dude, if I ain't got a song, I just leave it at that, man. It'll come to me at some point.
You got any way of how, if our listeners want to, you know, check out some of your stuff, man, what can they look for, man? Like, you got anything out there they can search for?
First, all I'm pushing is Dave East, man. If anybody want to listen to anything, just search Dave East. It ain't about me. It's all about my young homie, man. That's all the focus is right now.
Right on.
Like I try not to like spread myself out. Like I don't want to spread myself too thin, man. So I just if we got like a project we just putting out, like that's all my focus is. Like I'll tell at some point, like after that, then I'll like. But it's there, man. People pay attention. It's there. I always leave people to the gyms. They gotta do the rest of the work to find you, man.
That's right. Hell yeah,
people
man.
People want it too easy these days. So I make people kind of work for stuff, kind of put some effort in, man.
That's right. So, you have to put in work. Make them work.
Like, that's just how I am in life, man. I don't give people too much. I give them just enough. And then it's up to them if they really want to know or not.
Right. You sound like Morpheus.
I told y'all I was coming with the gyms, man. This is my life, man. I just dropped gyms.
You done dropped them, man. You done definitely dropped them, man. Real game, man. I appreciate that, too, man.
No, man, I don't even do interviews or nothing, man. I had to. It's been far too long.
I finally got
a chance to actually, like, sit in one place for a little bit so I could call in, man.
Yo, man, I appreciate it too, man. Call in whenever, man. It's going on every Tuesday, man, on the live one. But like I said, I still got to get you on the other show, too, though, man. I got to get you on the other.
I'm down to do that.
I might drop some bars for that one. For sure, man. I can just pull up on you on that one.
All right, yeah. I'll probably do it next week. I'll probably be here for a minute.
For sure, man. I know you, I know your schedule is pretty hectic right now, man. You might be here right now. I might call you next time, and you might be in Iceland somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Making hot.
Hey, man. It happens like that. Sometimes I'm here one night and it's called me, and I gotta leave right then, man. So
that's a perfect thing. Some people, hey, you're a blessed brother, man. You know what I mean? You're a blessed brother, and you deserve everything you're blessed with, man. You work for that, man. Once again, man, we proud of you, man. Hey, man, nothing but love, man. Keep hitting them streets, man. Keep hitting the world streets, man. You're not just ING streets no more. You're worldwide streets.
I take the ING streets everywhere, man. That's how I look at it, man. I take the Englewood streets with me. So wherever I'm at, I'm always gonna be in with it, man.
Hey man, I still gotta give you one of the Inglewood hats, man. I want one of them Inglewood hats. You know them hats with the eye on it, man. They've been out for almost 10 years now, and I still don't got one, man. I'm saving myself.
Yeah, man, this is a crazy game, man. Like people don't wanna. Like, I tell everybody who want to get in the music industry, like, they just got to understand, like, it's pros and cons to this shit. The majority of people ain't going to tell you the pros. Like, ain't nobody going to tell you, like, this and that going to go wrong or this and that might happen. But people don't, like, it's sacrifices, man, a lot. Whether it's you or whoever you dealing with or whatever. Because most people can't even, like, They can't deal with that. Like, I don't get to see nobody, man. Like, I don't get to, like, hang out and do regular shit. Like, it's rare. It's like, man, I gotta go here, I gotta be here. Places I don't want to be, people I don't want to be around, but that's the business side of it. So it's like...
Man, you gotta be around...
Females and shit, man. I can't keep a girlfriend, man.
Huh. Why is that?
Because I'm always around, man. Because girls want, females want a lot of attention. All your attention. So, and I can't give it to them. I can't always be there. And they can't come with me. So, it's just like, because they got their own thing going. So, you can't just, like, get up and travel the world with me, man. I mean, I don't know, it's like, they don't really leave, though. They just
kind
of, but they don't never really leave, man. Like, I tell everybody, they come with the job, man. It's like, it's crazy. I ain't believe it until it, like, started happening, until I really got in. I was like, damn, like, this shit really happened, man. Like, they really do. It's like, man, you make it for yourself.
Now, you said that you got to be places that you don't want to be around people you don't want to be around sometimes.
Right.
Give me a story. What's a good example of a time where you had to go somewhere that you didn't want to be and be around people you didn't want to be around? I know you got one of those stories.
All right, I do, because this shit just recently happened. All right, so before the Dave East album, like, came out, like, they had, like, these, like, weekly meetings, basically, just to see, like, the progress of the album, whatever, and hear, like, different shit, like, hear, like, different mixes of it and all kind of, like, shit, so... Like, they had them in Santa Monica, like, at a Universal. So, it was, like, I would be, like, for a while, I was, like, then once I was in New York, and they called me, and they was, like, yo, you got to come, you got to be here 8 o'clock in the morning. Like, you have to be here, whatever. It's, like, all right, whatever. So, I come, and it's, like, nigga, I got to fly, get up and go and fly all the way across the country, just and nigga, we only listen to one song. So then it just made me get up and fly, and I'm like, y'all niggas could have emailed me this. And it's like, this is one chick named Jasmine that's like the worst. Like, she likes to call me for any and everything. So I like always gotta come here and go there. And it's like for little simple shit that could be handled without me being there. But for some reason, they feel the need to call me and say, I gotta be there. So it's like, just like little petty shit like that, to me, is like pointless. Like, I didn't have to fly across the country just to listen to one song. Like, y'all could have emailed me this. But everybody got this fear of like stuff leaking. So nobody wants to email nothing when it's done. I think somebody like get into somebody's email and leak the shit, so everybody's like, you gotta be here. Especially on like a debut album, nobody wanted like to leak, so they were like, you gotta be here. And it was just like a bunch of, and then they just had me like in meetings for like 4 or 5 hours about nothing. Like, I could be somewhere else. It's like, I don't really like going to meetings though, because I don't feel like I need to be there. Like, I'm just the writer. Then they be talking about money and all kind of budgets and shit. Like, that shit ain't got nothing to do with me. Y'all handle that. I'll be here. Just hit me when y'all need the pen. I'm here. Besides that, like, y'all do all that. That's not what I'm here for. So it's just like shit like that, man. That's like a, usually that's like a weekly thing, man. So that's why you see me, that's usually why you see me taking pictures in planes, because of shit like that. And that's why it's always at night, because it's always some late night shit. Like, they just call me at night, blowing on my phone, like, I already know. And they call me after a certain time, I already know they want me to leave. So I just keep a bag. I literally have like a bag packed already everywhere I go, because I know they're going to call me. It's like,
dang,
I tell you, like, you gotta make sure you're ready for that, man. Flying ain't as cool as people. People think, like, flying everywhere and doing that shit is cool. It's not. We do it this much, it's not. I'd rather not, man. Like, I want to chill. I want to chill for like a week and shit sometime. But I can't.
How often would you say you fly a month?
At least 10 times. That's at least.
Oh, wow.
Lately, it's flown up. Like, last year, it was like almost 10 times a week. But now
it's like a month a week?
Yeah, like, I've been, like, where I had to go, like, I leave, like, 5 o'clock in the morning, go all the way across the country, go do what I do, go down south, go do what I do, and then head back out west. Like, that shit is, like, the worst, though, man.
And they fly on you, right?
I don't think so.
Wow, man. Hey, hello.
Yeah,
all I can say is,
man, hotels and everything. Like, I wouldn't be doing this shit, man. I don't have my own money. Like,
hey, they
want me. That's how you gotta tell everybody. They gotta carry themselves as a boss, regardless of what you do, life, any career path you choose, just in life. I feel like if you people carry themselves as a boss, then they'll get what they deserve. I'm all about people getting what they deserve, man. Like, I'm not no Hollywood nigga. I ain't no too good for anybody. Like, I want everybody. I actually want people to be better than me. Like, I tell everybody that. Like, do better than me. Whatever it is you do, man. Carry yourself as a boss. Get everything you deserve, man. Cause otherwise, people will take advantage of
that
shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, man. Chris Young, man. Y'all heard that? That's Chris Young right there. Yo, man, hey. These gems, man. You're dropping them. You done dropped so many of them, man.
I can tell you this, man, all in all, I wish
I got a call just so I can go listen to, you know, LL Cool J's album that, you know, that, and hey,
nothing wrong with that, man.
That's what's up,
it's
man.
Cool. I say I don't like it. It's just the flying part shit I don't like. But I don't take none of this shit for granted, man. Because it all could be taken.
Yeah.
Just like that. So, niggas just decide one day that they don't want me. They found somebody else to write for them. So, I don't take this shit for granted, man. Thankful.
Man. That's dope, man. That is dope, man. Like I said, man, it's a trip to know especially when you see somebody evolve into that, you know. You always did what you did, man, and now you done went to talk about the sky's the limit, man. You done went above that, bro. So,
Gotta keep on, man.
Hey. Keep them bags packed, man. Keep them bags packed. Hey, you listen to a lot of... What you be listening... I know, hey, look, this is one thing I do know. I know you must listen to a lot of good music, man, because that's the only thing you really can do when you got to fly that much, man.
Like a few albums I listen to every flight. I listen to that Jay-Z in my lifetime.
Ah!
Like, that's like, no matter where I'm going, what I'm doing, like, that's just in the daily rotation. I gotta hear that.
Okay. Go ahead.
I gotta hear Snoop Doggy Style. When I'm flying, I gotta listen to the classics, man. I don't wanna hear nothing new. I gotta, that's what puts me in my zone. Like, that's the only
music
I try not to really listen to music before I write. But if I am gonna listen to something, I gotta listen to that. Classic right there.
Uh oh.
One of my favorites, man.
Okay, what else?
I always gotta throw some Woo in there. It depends. That's a must. But lately, I've been on some Ghostface stuff.
You been on Ghostface?
I respect the legends, man. That Iron Man album, like one of my favorites.
Dog. I when it comes to Ghostface, I think I know I was late. I didn't really get on Ghostface like that until like 2000 when he dropped that Supreme Clientele, man, probably one of my, it's probably my favorite Ghost album, but I don't know, man, it's a toss up now, man, because like I said, yeah, that album right there, that's the first album I ever bought, from Ghost, and, he also had the, Lady though, he been blowing me away with his newest stuff, man, that 12 Reasons to Die, have you heard that album? It's time to so please check that album out. It's called 12 Reasons to Die, Ghostface Killer. So it's like you listening to a movie. Every track plays off one another.
Alright. Most definitely.
Yeah, man. He got like part one and part. And before I even heard that album, I have got an album called 36 Pieces, which is pretty much like the same type of shit down where it's like every track, it looks like the whole album is a story, man. So check out, check out 36 Seasons, right? Ghostface Killer 36 Seasons. And if you like 36 Seasons, then go check out 12 Reasons to Die, man. 12 Reasons to Die, man, the way that album is put together, one dude produced that album too. His name is Adrian Young. He's the dude behind, shows like the Black Dynamite. He did the Black Dynamite movie, and he did the Luke Cage soundtrack. So have you ever checked out the Luke Cage show? You check that show out?
Nah.
Ever check it out,
I'm behind on like all TV shit, man.
I can dig it, but if anything, if you haven't seen it, check out the soundtrack. The soundtrack is real good, man. It's a cool film, man. So check out that Ghostface 36 Seasons, man. He on a roll, man. 36 Seasons, 12 Reasons to Die, man. That's why when you said Ghost, I'm like, oh, man. That's all. I've been on Ghost stuff probably for the past 3 years.
Got to, man. One of my favorites.
Yeah, man. That's the stuff, man. Hey, you gotta keep your ear out there, man. Hey, man. So one more time, man. You didn't to a young 18-year-old, like you said, to a young 18-year-old who want to get the game right now, do whatever, whether they want to rap or you can be behind the scenes, like you said, the people that you need to know. What's your best advice to anybody in either field? What would you tell a young 18-year-old?
The best advice I can give them is to keep a small circle, but a great. You gotta have a gotta have a small circle, but there has to be a great support system, because you're gonna hear way more no's than yeses. And I know how it is, like, when you first get in, because, like, before you get to the point of actually getting in the business, like, all your homies, your family, whatever, they all gonna tell you, like, yeah, that's dope, whatever. You know how it is, like, everybody gonna hype you up. And then you're gonna run into people that's gonna tell you, and the business is gonna be like, nah, it ain't that good. You can't take it personal. What you gotta do is you gotta stay focused and you gotta keep pushing. So I always tell you, like, just never give up. Because people take it as everything is hate or whatever. They can't take it as that. So just be prepared to hear a lot of no's. Also, always work on your craft. Like, every day, whether it's for something, like whether it's to actually use it for somebody, or just you might write it in your phone and never use it ever in life, but just always work on your craft, whatever it is, you gotta perfect it, because there's always something you can be better at. Like me, still to this day, like, I still write stuff just to write, because I can always be better, so they gotta do the same thing. You gotta make sure you love it. You gotta love what you do. You can't, if your main goal is for the money, then that's cool, but it's not gonna last long. You're not gonna get far. So if you really wanna, people really wanna be, like, successful at it, have longevity, and have, like, songs that people never forget, and you gotta love it. Love what you do. Plan your work, work your plan, man. All that. All those things. All this stuff is, like, cliche stuff to say, but it's true. So, but you gotta plan your work, work your plan, man. You gotta have a plan. You can't just come in anything, just try to freestyle it, man. Work on it, I'm gonna get you so far.
Look, everybody wants freestyle now.
People,
huh?
Yeah, I tell everybody, come up with a 1 year plan, a 3 year plan, a 5 year plan. Start off to, like, that. Like, wherever you wanna, whatever you do, like.
So why?
Always.
Oh, my man. Hey, man, we got my engineer. She going crazy over there, man. She over there.
Nah,
she over there messing
good,
it up,
man. I enjoy it. She A1. She A1. I like a little. I'm my man, man.
Right on. That's what's up, man. Yo.
Yeah, man.
With that being said, man, I want to thank you, man, once again, man, for calling in, man, finally getting able to. Been able to touch down with you, man, and you've been, man, dropping so many jewels on this Ace Flight Show Live, man. Please, whenever. Please call back, man. Please, whenever. I'll even give you a heads
up. I got way more to tell, man. It's been
right on, man. I gotta get you on the other show too, man. Like I said, it don't stop right here, man. I try to do a daily show, and I try to do an after hours, so I gotta get you on one of those, man. But like I said, we're gonna work that out. And then when we do that, man, I need to get some joints, man. I wanna play some Chris Young, man, or whoever your artist is.
I have it all, man.
For sure, man. Well, right on, man. Good looking out, man. Peace, man.
Appreciate you having me, man.
Right on, man. Chris Young, y'all. Chris Young.
Young C from the Mayan G streets. All right, man.
Yeah. Go.
All right, going to commercial now.
Yo, man, I want to thank everybody for listening, man. I want to thank my engineer, good looking out, fool. I want to thank Chris Young, man. Young C from them ING streets, man. Oh, man, what's going on? What's going on in the polls, man? Do we got a president yet? What's happening?
Texas, they looking real sad at the Hillary party. Donald Trump feel like he got it in the pocket. Hillary Clinton is upset because they thought it was going to be more of a, we got this, and he's going to go down real quick. And that's far from what's happening. Donald Trump, I think, you know, I just seen a video of Florida when they announced that Donald Trump was the winner of Florida. And the people from the Florida, and the Florida, how do you call them, Floridians or whatever, people from Florida did not look happy at all. And then people from Georgia are, people from Georgia are saying that there's something wrong with this election because they're having a lot of technical difficulties with their equipment, and computers are saying that people already voted.
Wow.
It's getting real.
It's getting real sketchy. I mean, it was like it was sketchy either way. I mean, the, just the fact
that... And then they're saying that Donald Trump, he already had his team set up to certain places, and he ain't winning certain places, then his team was already about to... They already had the paperwork and everything ready for them to fight it.
I'm surprised that it's taken this long in order to even announce it, because it seems like they usually, you know, they announce it by now, you know? Look,
yeah,
I know
well,
everybody...
It's because supposedly they're having all these difficulties, so all these people are voting late. And Donald Trump's people, like the Democratic Party, have been telling all the Democrats to vote late. So that people would think that Hillary's winning, but then for him to act like, you know, with that comeback.
Do you know how crazy that is? I mean, I still don't believe this is going to happen. I just think this is real intense right now. You know, everybody, you said like Florida, Georgia, and like California, especially, man. California and Florida, Florida and California, we kind of like, you know, they don't look happy right now, but... With that being said, I know a lot of people are not happy. I know a lot of people might not be happy right now. I know Florida and California might not be happy. But, you know, with that being said, you know, at least you got 64. So, you know, roll up something, pass it something. Maybe it might all work out, you know. I mean, this is a trip. If Trump wins, that's crazy. I mean, again,
right?
It's already crazy that it's come down. It really came down to this.
Yeah.
But if he wins, wow, that should go to show you, man. That goes to show you. You know, I heard somewhere where they said that technically only 530 something votes count. I don't know.
Imagine.
I don't know.
Well, that can't be true.
No, they said because in the end, it comes down to 500. Not 500,000, 500. I guess like the main people. Yeah, the people are going to vote, but it's some people above the people. And apparently 500 and something of them. You know.
So that's rigged.
Oh, exactly. Everything is. You know, they're going to make a movie about this election right here because this is a trip. I ain't never seen it this close.
Yeah.
And that's crazy. I mean, and not only the close, who's almost, I mean, all of those Hillary campaigns, all of those Hillary commercials she had, I mean, Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Look, Donald Trump to win, he needs 244. Clinton needs 215.
Oh, well, there you go. I still think she got it, man. They're just drawing this. They're just dragging this out. She got it.
I guess they got to get to 270, and whoever gets to 270 first wins. I don't know what that means. I'm just looking at the little chart.
I think Hillary got it, man. I think history about to be made again, yo. I say no matter what, history is going to be made.
Look, they're saying that people at the Clinton party are crying already.
That's because everybody's some weenies and some punks. They need to up. They need to get their Prop 64 on and stop tripping, man. She's still committed. She can still win this, I believe.
No, Clinton, it's
40
to
29
now.
Totally Driven Radio, 8 Lights Up. This is election night. Who's going to get it? Who's going to get it? It's teeter-tottering. She's talking about Clinton's party. They're over there, they crying. I mean, what does Bill have to say about this? I mean, I'm pretty sure he said, I thought we had this in the bag. I'm pretty sure that we had this in the bag. I don't know what's going on, but it needs to stop. Can somebody please contact me one of those Prop 64, I know. And now I remember about 20 years ago when they asked me if I ever smoked marijuana. I told them, I said, there goes Little Leah, she's over there. Who did you, Little Leah, she voted. Who did you vote for?
Who did you vote for? Hillary Clinton.
Oh, she voted for Hillary Clinton. The girls want to see my wife. They want to see Miss Hillary Clinton. Yeah, man. That's crazy, man. Either way it goes, man, history's going to be made. We can either have the first female president or we can have the first president that's ever had his own TV show, the Celebrity Apprentice. We'll have the first president that ever had a main, he had a almost main event on WrestleMania. We ain't never had no... George Washington Carver. That's who you vote for? That's who I vote for. I vote for George Washington Carver and the whole butter and jelly parmesan.
A whole lot of peanut butter.
When he was a little kid, he made peanut butter too.
You don't even like peanut butter.
One time I ate it with some vegetables. It was nasty. Very, 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 very
some people that use celery, and they dip celery in peanut butter, and that used to be pretty good.
Now look, they're talking about how medicinal got legalized, then tobacco taxes went up, and now they're abolishing the death penalty because more people want the death penalty to be done quicker. If you get the death penalty, you gotta die soon. You can't be living off of every 20 years.
It's Indo Denial Day.
So wait a minute. What did they say about that? What's the status on that? Cause I agree with that. I think
Indo Denial Day.
It passed.
So what? You're gonna start killing the people faster?
Yeah.
It's Indo Denial Day. It's Cinco de Mayo Day.
Hold on, Leah, hold on.
Wow, that's sick. Y'all hear that? Eight flights up. Totally Driven Radio, man. If you do something now.
It's like
that. Especially in California. If you do something, you're on death row.
It's like that.
You got to go.
There was another prop where they were talking about firearms and for the police officer to bear firearms. hasn't gone through yet, and it's about their the firearms, and then another one about their pension.
Uh-oh, I know my stuff.
Having background checks and stuff.
Can you turn it on? It's charging a long time.
That's good, man. Like I said, you know, yeah, it's all about presidential. We also need to be worried about who's going to be in Congress and all of these
Look,
cops.
You get the death penalty, you don't have no possibility. They don't want you to have no possibilities.
Ain't no possibilities.
But really, though, if you get the death penalty, you shouldn't be allowed to live 20 more years.
Really don't.
And you get the death penalty, you got to go. If what you did is was that bad that you get the death penalty, you need to get that death and die. You know, this ain't no, you know, keeping everybody's tax money to feed you.
Really don't. You got to go. You got
and
to
that's
go.
Probably crowding a lot of, you know, a lot of jails and stuff. You know, people that are in there that are just waiting to die, basically.
Right. Man, what an exciting time it is for people that, you know, ever been locked up for some bullshit, especially when it comes to the weed. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be reduced.
They didn't say nothing about, you know, taking people out for their weed charges.
Oh, okay.
But
well,
they
might
let people out early.
But I'm only saying that because you said if that's the case, and they're reducing it down to a misdemeanor. I mean, I don't know nobody that's in jail for no misdemeanor.
Yeah. They said that the only way you can get charged with marijuana for getting locked up for it is if you're selling it to a minor, they're going to give you a felony.
Right. That's how it should be. Man.
Okay, but look, what's a minor? Is a minor, look, because you're 18, you're an adult, right?
Right.
Right. So, if you sell some weed to an 18-year-old, you're still selling it, but it's not a minor. So, what then?
Well, I guess that goes for all my people with shops, you know. I guess that goes double time for people that own shops, I guess.
Like, will you still get a felony, or what's gonna happen? You get locked up?
They'll probably shut you down. All of the above, I would say. I'll pick D on that one to say all of the above. But who else, man? So they got plans. So Prop 64 has been passed, and now and whatever prop you said, they're killing people now, man. Like if you on death row, you got to go.
I think that's
I'm actually with that. I'm with that action. No more that 20 years. It should, if you're on death row, the longest you should have. Actually, I think you only have a year.
And fixes the buses and rails. All that comes with passing measurement, but it does come at a price. If it does pass,
but you know what? Donald Trump is winning in votes, though. He has 54, and what's his name has 53. He has 881,444 votes. Then she has 1,562 votes.
Man, I still think that's crazy that it's not over yet. I mean. It's almost 11 o'clock, and we still don't know.
Well, the winning lines, he looked like he's winning. Like, on the online, I'm looking at the thing, and he's got 48.8 6.3% already, and she got 47.12%.
Man.
Let me keep looking at this stuff.
That's going to be a trip, man. Either way, it's a trip. This whole thing is a trip. So,
yeah.
He's like, sup, live, totally driven style. I want to thank my guests. I'm with everybody else, man. I think I'm going to shut this one down and stay glued, man, you know, and I'm going to catch y'all next week, same place, same time. Shout out to Brother Bay. Brother Nick, once again, I don't care if you're not with Totally Driven no more. I'm still shout you out. I want to thank my engineer, my lovely engineer, Ms. Brew.
Thank you.
Right on. And I also want to thank Young C, a.k.a. Mr. Chris Young. And I want to thank you for listening. Like I always say, it don't stop right here, man. I'm going to try to throw up an after-hours joint. Check it out. You see, catch it on SoundCloud or Facebook or whatever. I'm this close to learning how to get it on YouTube. So I think I'm going to put all the after-hours shows on YouTube so you can always check them out right there. But, yeah, check it out tonight. Look for it on the SoundCloud. If you go to SoundCloud, just type in Anthony Granger. That's Granger. It's just Ranger with a G in front of it. Anthony Granger. Because I wish it was – I got to get a connector. Well, you know, at least put Tone the Chief Rocker on there. But my SoundCloud is connected to my Facebook, and they make me use my government name. So, with that being said, look out for that after hours. Look out for some daily shows whenever I put them out. After 8 flights up, I'm calling the chief, and I'm out. Home. Well, I thought I was gone, but I'm still here. Y'all be cool, man. What's going to happen, man? Who's going to be the president?
Did you take off Children of the Night?
No.
I don't see it.
But okay, go to the intro. Go to the intro song. You see an intro?
Yeah.
Take
it on the
air. Wow. 8575. Boom.
Come get that salmon, it's ready.
Darkness of the night, all alone. I walk the streets until I find someone who is just like me, looking for some company. Once again,
out this the darkness
all the night.
Power. But now, after 1:30 in the